I do readings. The woman bowed again, then stared hard at Tracy.
I will ask you in, she said.
Tracy followed the woman into the kitchen. It was evident from the bare room that the new neighbors had not moved their things in. Indeed, it would have been difficult for them to do so without the Carringtons noticing the removal lorry. They stood awkwardly in the kitchen until Tracy said,
You're very welcome to come round us any time if you need something.
The woman said,
Yes, we go there now.
And to Tracy's surprise, she opened the back door and began walking quickly down the path. Tracy trotted after her to her own back door, where the woman was ringing the bell. They stood in Tracy's cluttered kitchen, the woman looking at the appliances, but touching nothing.
Where have you moved from?
Tracy finally asked, slowly and loudly. The woman laughed like a tinkly bell, then mumbled something that sounded like,
Long stretch away, Tracy said. Would you like a cup of tea?
And switched the kettle on. The woman watched the kettle intently as it came to the boil. She waited until Tracy had taken a sip of her own tea before drinking from her mug.